It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Was it last week that that zoo in Denmark, was it Denmark where they were saying if your pets die, will you donate them to us so we can feed them to the animals here at the zoo? And people went ballistic about that. Yes. Like, oh, my God. Okay. Well, this is a dog lover woman on the social medias, and listen to what she says.
I love him, but he's 170 pounds of good eating. After living a good life, I absolutely would donate my dog's body to feed the lions and tigers at the Denmark Zoo. It's a circle of life.
Okay.
No.
It's not like you're throwing them in there alive and all of that. The dog, it's like, you know, donating your body to science. If you do that where you, you know, you're an organ donor or whatever. I'm just saying, if you're a true animal lover, not just dog or pets, if you're a true animal lover, you would look at it that way, I would think, that you would want to help those other animals.
I think it's possible to be an animal lover and also not want that. I do. And it also makes the difference that the pet is not alive. When this original story came out, they said, bring your unwanted pets. And to me, that says they're going to be alive when you feed them to them. Yeah. But if my dog is dead, I'm totally on board with this. Go feed him. I don't want to watch it.
No.
But I would like knowing that it's basically like donating an organ, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
No, so not, you would not be.
No. I want mine in my house, their ashes and their picture on the wooden box. And I want them inside. I'm not doing that. But yeah, I'm with Riggins. I did initially think it meant alive.
And maybe they did. Maybe they did. And then this woman is just saying, I would do it if they had already died. I know it would be a difficult thing to go, all right, I'm just going to feed my dog's, dead body to, the lions at the zoo. But is that, if you're an animal lover, is that better than just incinerating the body of your dead pet? I mean, you're helping another animal. It's a discussion to have.
Yeah.
I think so. I think, and just for the reason she said.
Yeah, I think in U.S. America, if you told somebody, yeah, my dog, I loved my dog more than anything, but when he died, I, took him to the, San Diego Zoo and had him feed him to the tigers. People in U.S. America would think that you are the worst, most terrible person to ever live.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cruelty to animals. So the animal's dead. But still,
yeah, it wouldn't be cruelty to animals. Yeah, I think
some people would say that.
Yeah, they would. Well,
that's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And one stipulation I would have, because I love my dog more than anything, but I would absolutely feed him his body to the animals. But I want to be able to pick the animal that gets to eat him.
Yeah,
maybe not the specific one, but I want to get to pick from the carnivores. I want to see. I don't want to see him get picked apart by a bird, but I would like to see him get eaten by maybe a bear or a polar bear or a panda. I don't think they eat meat, but that would be really full circle for me.
Not a tiger?
No, I'm not crazy about tigers. A lion, though, that would be kind of neat.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe we're having this discussion.
Well,
I mean, I get what you're saying. They're already dead. I get it's not animal cruelty to me. I would still be scarred for life if I saw that or knew that. Or
and you had little animals. Those would probably get fed to
an eagle.
Yeah, probably
a hawk. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Lindsay would go and donate. Well, I'm not going to joke about it. I don't want to upset you.
No, you're not. I mean, I don't have
your little dogs. And before you could get out of the parking lot, you would see it flying.
Yeah. Like it was done.
Yeah. In an eagle's talons.
Yeah. 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 I always was worried that my little one was going to get picked up. Because remember the movie, The Proposal with Ryan Reynolds and Sandra Bullock? The little dog got swooped up, taken by the, whatever it was. But yeah.
So didn't Jessica Simpson have a dog? Did it get eaten by a coyote or something? Or was it a big bird that took it off? It
was a coyote, and it was the exact same dog that I had, and they looked identical. And that tore me up when that happened because I was like, oh, my God, that is like Bella.
And was it during the day?
It was. So they were – let me remember this story. They were at her pool. And I guess the dog was running around, you know, and out of the bushes came the coyote. I don't know if it was day or night.
If it was in the daytime, then the coyote was probably rabid.
Okay. I couldn't remember. Maybe it was like close to nighttime. But I remember reading it and just like sobbing. I remember crying about it.
Yeah.
Like I knew her.
Coyotes are nocturnal. They're out rocking at night. So they're not usually out in the day.
That's terrifying. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you know, cause our dog Dutch was huge. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He was over 100 pounds and he was a big golden doodle, but we didn't keep his ashes or anything like that. We paid whatever extra. So the vet did all that stuff, but yeah, I mean, just, I may not have come home and told the kids, but if they had an option to where they said, we can also ship his body to feed whatever other animals, I would probably have signed off on that. Yeah. Now I wouldn't want to take him and hand him over.
No,
that's not fun.
Do that. But just like, if you could donate your dog to science, I would have done it. Especially if it had knocked a little bit off the bill.
We're actually going to give you this for free if you do that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
the sick part to me, I wouldn't want my dog's body donated to science for like the veterinarian nerds. I want him being consumed by another animal. That's what's sick. Mm. Yeah. I don't want him helping anybody else. And I don't want him
helping anybody but me and my sanity.
Mm-hmm.
And I would put my foot down if they said we're going to give him to the alligators or the crocodiles. I don't want him being consumed by those because I think they're gross looking.
Yeah.
Or the kangaroos. I don't want him getting stomped. I don't want his dead body just getting like stomped on before it gets picked apart by a kangaroo.
What if they were like 1,000 frogs have to be in with him and we have to monitor what they're doing?
I would never disrespect Riley like that, letting him get consumed by nasty frogs.
Yeah.
Ugh. Mm. Or a snake. I don't want him getting swallowed by a snake. I don't like that.
Ew.
I'd hate to see that snake swallow. Yeah, it'd be an anaconda of some sort. Yeah. Whatever. To be able to swallow him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big fur ball.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I can't talk anymore about this, to be honest with you. It's making me feel sick. Oh, man. All right. Well,
let's think about, I don't even know whether they have what's called the dog pound anymore. I don't know if they even call it that, but they, the kill shelter where they pick up animals and nobody claims them within however many days. It used to be that they would euthanize them.
Right.
So this would be a good program for that if they still did that. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they do or not.
It would be.
I think they do still have those around.
But game wardens, whenever somebody kills a deer illegally and they have to confiscate it, or somebody runs over a deer, then they will a lot of times donate the deer to the meat to the poor.
Yeah.
Really? Well,
That's good, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm okay with, if they're going to euthanize it, I'm okay with any of the animals doing it other than mine.
I agree. I totally get that. I don't care about your dogs. Yeah. I don't want it to my dog.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, I don't care about other people's kids, but my own, which is sad, but like, do what you want to with your own kids.
Yeah. Yeah, it's your business.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I used to be that way. And then I realized that other people's kids grow up and can affect the way my life goes in the country. So I don't.
That's true.
You know, now I'm telling everybody how to raise their kids.
Yeah.
It's Extra, Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming literally everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.